Before our final round, let's bring back our special guest from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and America's Got Talent, the champions. It's Terry Crews. Terry, you hosted a season of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So from one game show host to another, how did you make the contestants feel less nervous?
What was crazy is that I was more scared than they were.
Right.
Because this is the deal. I mean, when you look at those shows, you're giving away money. And there's a lot of issues with that. Like, I could be arrested if you give them a clue or anything. I mean, you could go to jail for that stuff. There have been major scandals involved. So there was always, like, a lawyer and policemen always standing around. And you're like, okay, we're here having fun. Who wants to be here? You didn't want your face to give away any answers, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, it was crazy. And I didn't know them, but I was like, I just did not want to tip them off.
So, Terry, your quiz is called Who Wants to Be Terry Crews?
Oh, okay. There's no money involved, but
well,
it's okay.
Actually, no, you're playing for $1 million in my currency, which is equivalent to 1 million free bang trims, which I know you can use. And if you do well enough, listener Amy Sanchez from Boulder, Colorado will win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-oh.
But you do have lifelines available, so I'll describe what they are if you need them after each clue.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. For 125,000 bang trims, here's your question. We know you love yogurt. Which one of these is a genus of bacteria used in the yogurt production process? Is it A, Streptococcus, B, Secaucus, C, Iowa caucus, or D, NBC's This Is Caucus?
Oh, man. I need a lifeline.
No problem. Your lifeline is 50-50-50. We'll take away two incorrect choices and then one more incorrect choice.
Okay.
Leaving only the correct answer.
All right. Let's try it.
So we're going to take away Secaucus, Iowa caucus, and NBC's This Is Caucus. So the correct answer is, that's right, A.
A. Streptococcus. That's it. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Oh, man, I love those lifelines.
For 250,000 bang trims, here's your question. You're an accomplished artist. Today, many paint pigments are synthetic, but a few centuries ago, they were made from natural materials.
Ooh.
How was one shade of yellow used in Van Gogh's Starry Night supposedly created? A, a toxic mix of arsenic and copper. B, smashed sunflower petals. C, the crumbled remains of pastries with soggy bottoms. Trying to keep my face so that I don't give anything away. D, the urine of cows who were fed mango leaves.
Oh, man.
There is a lifeline available.
Give me some lifelines.
You want to go with a lifeline? Okay.
Lifelines.
Your lifeline for this clue is charm the host. So if you can sweet talk Ophira, she will just give you the answer.
He's dancing towards me.
Hey there, girl.
Hey.
You know about them crushed sunflower petals? You more beautiful than that. Come on, girl. Give me a little bit of that answer.
All right. It's just because you didn't use the compliment that I'm used to, which is you remind me of the urine of cows. We're fed mango leaves, and that's what it is.
Yeah! It's mango leaves!
For 500,000 bang trims, here's your question. You have your own furniture line, so which of these is not a real celebrity business? A, Catherine Zeta-Jones's home goods line, Casa Zeta-Jones. B, DJ Khaled's furniture line, We the Best Home. C, Venus Williams interior design firm, V-Star. Or D, Katie Holmes' line of aromatherapy diffusers called Holmes Sweet Home. Which one is not real?
Yeah,
Three of them are.
I know, and I swear, I heard all of them. That's what's so crazy. Because I heard of all of those, but I need a lifeline.
Okay.
One lifeline.
So your lifeline is ask the audience, but we don't have a polling system here, so you just have to ask everyone, and they'll shout out what they think
okay,
the answer is.
What about Khaled? We the best? Which one? Come on, which one? My daughter, my lovely daughter in the front row, she says, Katie Holmes.
She's correct.
Ah! Okay. This is your final question. For 1 million bang trims, you were once a voice for the turn-by-turn navigation app Waze.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That was early in the game, too, yeah. Boy.
Which of these other celebrity voiceovers is real? A, Google announced John Legend as a voice for its digital assistant. B, Ezra Miller recorded announcements for the New York subway. C, Ellen DeGeneres recorded dialogue for grocery store self-checkout machines. D, Dame Judi Dench is Siri.
Whoa!
Which one of those things is true?
Which one is true?
Which one is true? Three
oh
or false
God.
And one
no,
or true.
All those things I would love to have. I'll be honest with you right now. I need a lifeline. Let's lifeline
it. There is a lifeline here. Okay, here's the lifeline. Look under the table you're standing at.
Oh, I like this. It feels like I'm getting some money or something.
I know. He's taking a piece of
the
paper.
The answer is A.
That's correct,
that's right.
John. John Legend is a voice for its Google's digital assistant.
Whoa,
that's right.
I love you. That is really cool.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's good.
Terry Crews, you did great.
Thank you.
You got all of them.
I am popping my pecs right now.
He's popping his pecs.
The pecs are popping.
That's crazy. You and listener Amy Sanchez both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes, and you got a lot of bang trims if you ever need them.
Yeah, I just use them for the beard, that's all.
That's perfect. Terry Crews is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and America's Got Talent, both on NBC. One more time for Terry Crews. Oh. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.